It's Wednesday. We are focusing on gender issues. And right now on the line, I am joined by Melanie. We will be talking about polyamory. Melanie will explain more about this. And also, as she is in a polyamorous relationship, what are the disadvantages and advantages of being a poly? You can call us with your questions or comments on 021-448-6266. 021-448-6266. Melanie, welcome to Psychicism. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. I'm very happy to be here.
Firstly, when we talk about polyamory, what exactly is it?
Polyamory is being able to have many different loving romantic relationships at the same time with everybody involved in them knowing about each other.
But isn't that like cheating?
Well, not if everyone knows about it and everyone's happy about it.
Is it?
See, cheating seems to make people think of going behind somebody's back or lying.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this is, it's similar to cheating in that way, that it is with lots of different people. But it is nothing like cheating in the way that everyone is open. We all talk about our feelings. We all talk about what we expect from the different relationships we're in. And we're very, very open about it.
How does it differ from bigamy or polygamy?
In the way that it differs from those is that it doesn't focus on being legally married to somebody or married in a community to somebody.
Okay.
It's all about being in different relationships, so it's about having boyfriends and girlfriends. But then people do get married and they do have husbands and wives. It's also that it's open to both men and women to date other people.
Is it something ethical?
It's very ethical if you consider that if everyone knows about it being ethical. I feel it's incredibly ethical because I always know what my husband is doing with his girlfriends, and he always knows what I'm doing with my boyfriends, and we're all happy about it, and we can always talk about it.
Wow, this sounds very interesting. Now, as you are in this kind of a relationship, how does it work? Do you discuss it first if someone wants to have another partner and decide, okay, we can do this, and what happens if one partner doesn't agree?
What happens, firstly, whenever the first thing to do is to discuss it before there are any partners.
Okay.
If you want to bring polyamory into your existing relationship, you have to first sit down before you want to date anyone else, before there's anyone in the picture. You have to sit down with your partner and say, this is what I want, and you must talk about it and make up rules that work for the two of you. Then when you are interested in somebody, what I do is I then talk to the person I'm interested in, just explain the situation, tell them, yes, I am interested in you, but I have to talk to my husband first. Then I'll go home and I'll sit down with my husband and we'll talk. And then he will ask to meet the new person, and they'll get to know each other. And if he's happy, then I can start a relationship with the new person. If he's not happy, then we've got to sit down and we've got to find out why he's not happy. And we've got to find out how we can make him happy, because the ideal for everyone is for everyone to be happy. And I'll be a little less happy if I don't have my new partner. But I want my husband to always feel safe and secure, and I want him always to be happy.
So you can have a partner and your husband can also have his own partner, or is it going to be a one-sided thing where you
No, we can both date other people.
Okay. Now, these relationships, do they become true families with long-term commitments like children and stuff?
Oh, yes. There are a number of them, especially in the United States. Polyamory is still very small in South Africa, but in the United States, there are what we call polyfamilies.
Okay.
And what they are is a group of three or more adults who all love each other and are all in relationships with each other, and they have children, and those children think that they have three or more parents. So they'll call one mommy and one mom and one mama, you know, and you know, they'll have different names for each of their parents, but they'll all be parents and they'll all be as important in the child's life, whether or not they gave birth to the child.
Wow. For the children, doesn't it make it uneasy, like in things at home or with all this family, so many mothers and
They'll feel different to their to other children who only have one of each. But the same thing can be said for children who only have one parent. They've only got a mom or they've only got a dad. That things are difficult. But it's not that they're bad. It's just that they're different to the norm. You know, in Africa, we have beautiful traditions where men have lots of wives and the children of all the wives get along very well. And they are siblings. They might not live in the same home, but they are siblings. And this is just extending it to saying, well, let's all live in the same home. Let's all be together and let the wives also have lots of husbands if they want to.
But sometimes kids are not happy in such families.
Sometimes kids aren't happy in those families, but then they, children like what they're used to. I have a child.
Do you?
And she always plays little games about this is the mommy, this is the daddy, and this is the other mommy and the other daddy.
Whoa.
Yeah. And she loves these little games because that's what's normal to her.
So
that's
did
what she
you...
sees every day. The only time she ever notices that she's different is when she sees one of her little friends who only has one mommy or only has one daddy.
Really? Did you like sit down with the kid and like explain to her what
My
was
daughter's
happening?
Only 3 years, just under 3 years old, so we've tried to talk to her about it. We've told her that daddy loves her and daddy loves mommy and daddy loves his girlfriend as well. And she seems to understand that. As she gets older, we'll tell her more information. We don't want to overwhelm her at this age.
Oh, wow. What about jealousy now? Don't you, like, get jealous sometimes?
Jealousy is a wonderful, wonderful tool if you know how to use it. It tells you that something's wrong. You don't feel, you know, people feel jealousy about all different silly things. I feel jealousy sometimes when my good friends are spending more time with another friend.
Yeah, well, that's like normal.
All that means to me is that I have to spend more time with my good friend, and then I'm not jealous anymore. When I'm jealous of my husband and his girlfriend, I'll sit down with my husband and say, I'm feeling jealous. Let's find out why. And what it usually is it's about time. I feel he's spending too much time with her or not enough time with me. And all we've got to do is sit down and get to the root of the problem and say, no, no, we've got to make a... We now have date night because of jealousy. Every week we go on a date together, just the two of us. And we organize babysitter and we have a wonderful time.
Wow.
And that was all thanks to jealousy.
You're listening to Bushradio 89.5 FM, and on the line we are joined by Umelani. We are talking about polyamory. If you have questions or comments, you can call us. The number is 021-448-6266. 021-448-6266. Now back to you, Melanie. Are there any rules for being a polyamorous? Like you will only date certain people. What about being sexual with the other partner? Do you have certain rules?
We have lots of rules. Each polyamorous couple or family needs to make their own rules because every person is different and every relationship is different. But what my rules are is that we may only date people who understand and respect us, who know that they're not going to break me and my husband up. My husband and I are very close and we're not going to get divorced over somebody new. And they mustn't be trying that. They also, as far as safe sex goes, we're very, very cautious about this. We always use condoms. We have AIDS tests before we start a new relationship. And a few other tests as well. And we make sure that the person knows that they have to be honest. If they start dating someone new, we can ask them for another AIDS test. And safe sex is very important because it's not just us that we're putting on the line. We're putting our part, we're putting the people we love most in the world in jeopardy. If we have dangerous sex practices.
Of course, of course. Now, how do you decide who sleeps where and when?
That's all up to the day. Sometimes I will go and sleep in another room when my husband is with his girlfriend, and sometimes they'll go to her house. She doesn't have another partner at the moment, so they go there. And they just... There's so many different things. It's all up to talking. Most of the time, I will happily go and sleep in another room and let my husband and his girlfriend stay in the bed in the main bedroom together.
Yeah, that's interesting. Melanie, we seem to have a caller on the line. Let's just take that call.
Yes, of course.
You live on Bush Radio?
Hey, I just want to ask a question. Like, don't you think, like, they are confusing the kid if, like, they are sending him different messages?
Melanie, did you get that question?
Am I sending mixed messages to my child?
Yes.
My child knows that she is loved by both her mother and her father, and there are a lot of other people in her life who also love her and look after her. So at the moment, the only message she's getting is that it's all that's important. And as long as she feels safe and happy, I don't think she's getting mixed messages.
Okay. Do you have any other question or comment? Hello, caller.
I just listened on the radio.
Okay, thank you so much for the question. This is Bushra 89.5 FM. On the line we have Melanie. Melanie is in a polyamorous relationship whereby you would have more than one loving partner in your life and love that person at the same time. It says that this is not about sex. It is a loving relationship. It's more about freedom of choice. If you have a question or a comment, you can call us. The number is 021-448-6266. Now back to you, Melanie. Now, how, like, in terms of these relationship, do they last? How long have you been in such a relationship?
Well, my husband and I have been married for 5 years.
Okay.
And during that time, we don't date many people because it's difficult to find somebody who respects us as a couple who still wants to date us. Most people are very unsure about it, so we don't date a lot. He's been dating his girlfriend since the beginning of the year, which isn't very long.
Mm.
And I've been in relationships that have lasted up to a year. But we haven't been doing it for very long, only for the last 5 years since we got married. So that's the one side of it. Then the other side is that I know people who have been together for 20, 30 years.
Really?
Yes, in the United States, there are a lot of families that have been together, three of them living together, raising their children together, like normal married people until one of them dies.
Whoa. Now, what happens if your husband wants to marry the current girlfriend? Would you be fine with that?
We would have to sit down and talk about it.
Mm.
If he really felt that strongly about this other woman he loves, I would be fine with it.
Okay. Now, is it only like one partner, or he can have multiple partners?
He can have more, but time is always a big problem.
Mm.
How do you find the time to have more partners? It's all about being in loving relationships, so we want to spend a lot of time with all the people we love.
Mm-hmm.
So he is allowed to date more people, and I would be allowed to have more than one other partner as well. But we often don't find the time. Some people, for me, I've always thought that the best for me would be having three partners.
Mm. Three.
My husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody who lives in Cape Town where I live,
okay.
And somebody who lives far away. So I have the long distance relationship, which is fun, and then two relationships in my hometown, which are very important to me.
Wow.
And that's just me. I know my husband only thinks he has enough time for two people. So he's only got
Ask, isn't it too much for like one person to have three partners?
I don't know. I'd like to give it a try. I've never done that. I've only ever had one partner at a time.
Wow,
one extra partner at a time.
Mm-hmm. And how do you explain this to the people, like family and friends? Are they not bothered by the fact that you are in a polyamorous relationship?
Our families have taken it quite well. They don't like it. My mother is very accepting and she understands, but she doesn't know whether it's a good idea or not because we haven't been doing it for very long. She always says that she'd like it to be a wonderful idea and she'd like to find out in 10 years that my husband and I are as happy as can be, that we've never been happier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she'd like. My father is a little scared about it. Because he's used to monogamy, where you just have one person for your whole life.
Yes.
And the same with my husband's family. They're also a little nervous about it. But everyone trusts us to be doing the best for ourselves.
Wow.
And our friends are very accepting.
Mm.
They've watched, because they've been much closer, they've seen us together with our other boyfriends and girlfriends.
Okay.
They can watch us and they can see how happy we are with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand and they've started to, they really are wonderful people who are accepting and loving to us and to our other partners.
Wow. Interesting. Now, if you look in terms of married couples, in most cases, the partner will always have like an extramarital affair. Do you think this could be the answer to that?
I do. I think this would be a very good answer because it makes it very, it includes everybody. It doesn't exclude anybody. Everybody gets to have a say in it. It's the desire to have something that you don't have. It's the desire to have more love in your life. Because I don't think love is there's only so much and then you run out.
Mm-hmm.
You can always add more love. So people want to have more love in their life. They want to be with more people. And if you can talk about it and be open about it and everybody can be happy with it, then what's the harm?
Mm. So do you think it is possible to love more than one person?
I do think it's possible to love more than one person, yes.
Wow. This is very interesting. Now, lastly, Melanie, how can I tell if a polyamorous, like, what do you feel? Like, what goes through you?
For me, the first time I could tell that I was polyamorous is that I only ever tried polyamory with my husband, and I dated other people before that, and I never cheated on them because I don't like cheating. Cheating is my big thing that upsets me a lot because I don't like lying.
Mm.
But I never cheated, but I would end one relationship and move to the next because I always wanted to get to know a new person because I had these strong feelings for another person. So if you find yourself being completely in love with your partner,
mm-hmm.
the person that you're with, but still falling in love with other people all the time, you might think that you're polyamorous and
really?
You might want to investigate it a bit. We have a website in South Africa,
okay.
which is www.polyamory.co.za.
Okay.
And there's different groups. There's a group in Johannesburg, there's a group in Durban, and there's a group in Cape Town, and we meet every month to have conversations about this. Just a support group, just some people that you can talk to about it. So if you have any questions or you think you might be polyamorous,
yes.
come to our website, come join us for lunch one day, and we can all talk about it.
Wow, this is very interesting. Well, Melanie, because of the time, unfortunately, we have to cut this short. But thank you so much for joining us and for explaining, for sharing that information with our listeners.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
That was very interesting for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day. Bye.
Bye.
That was Melanie. We were talking about polyamory. This means having more than one loving person in your life at the same time. It has been called responsible non-monogamy. It is reported that polyamorous relationships might or might not be sexual, but they are loving. They are more about freedom of choice in loving relationships. Melanie is in such a relationship, and she shared with us what it's like to be a poly. If you want more information, maybe you want to find out if you are also polyamorous, go to www.polyamory.co.za.